from Lockport Community Television. Stories from around Western New York that affect your life. This is Studio One with Joanna Torriano.
Welcome to Studio One. I'm your host, Joanna Torriano, and today I have with me Destin Ratter. Destin is originally from this area, mm-hmm. moved away, and is back.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back. He'll be experiencing he's experienced his first snowfall in a while and all mm-hmm. that kind of good stuff. Destin is an acupuncturist and herbologist. And why don't we start right from the beginning and tell me, how did you get involved in this?
I had my first experience with Chinese medicine back when I was in high school, really. I was an avid gymnast. I played football, soccer, and swam competitively, and I had all the injuries that came along with it. And I bounced around from physical therapist to orthopedist, and ultimately my injuries caused me to quit gymnastics. And
wow.
And I was competing at a relatively high level, so I was training 3-4 hours a day, 5 days a week, and all of a sudden I quit, so I had this large amount of time, and I joined a Kung Fu school in Clarence. And it was a very traditional school that where they didn't measure rank in colored belts.
Oh.
They, every class ended with 20 minutes of meditation, and herbal formulas permeated the air. I can remember that smell very, very vividly. And I was playing football for Clarence High School, and I re-injured an old hip injury that I had in gymnastics. And my father brought me into the school, and my teacher saw me, and he laid me down on the table and proceeded to work on me for, at least a good 45 minutes to an hour, and he put on some sort of herbal remedy that I still to this day don't know what it is and what it was. And after a long period of a long treatment, he told me to stand up and walk around, and it still didn't feel, that much better. And he gave me a bag of, sticks and twigs and leaves, and told me to go home and run a bath and lay in it for a while, and for about a half hour.
A little crazy?
Oh, well, after going to that school for a little while, anything, it was hard to surprise me, but then, I went home, took the bath, went right to sleep, and that day it was really hard to walk. It was really, that was one of the injuries that I sought treatment for that I just really couldn't find any relief. And the next morning I got up, my alarm went off, I got up, I went to the bathroom, started getting ready for school, and about halfway between brushing my teeth, I realized that I got up, I walked to the bathroom with no pain or discomfort, and still to this day, that was probably almost 20 years ago,
wow.
To this day, it hasn't bothered me. And that was really my first experience with it. It was, a good probably 12 to 15 years later that I decided to really get into Chinese medicine as a career.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really out of a desire to not only have a career that I could support a family with, but also I could contribute and help my community. Mm-hmm. I'd been working in film in California for about 8 years previous to that, and although it was a great career and I learned a lot of things, it was a great, I've heard a lot of people say it was a great job to have in your 20s,
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then as I started getting older, I started seeing, a lot of the people in there in their third and fourth marriage and never home, and you never know what's, around the corner as far as, availability for work. And I kind of fell upon acupuncture through a friend who was also kind of at that crossroads in her life, and she mm-hmm. asked if I wanted to go to an open house and at an acupuncture school in California, and she didn't end up going, but my then girlfriend, who's now my wife, encouraged me to go, and so we went, and And I remember I walked into the school and that same smell
Oh, wow.
just hit me.
Oh,
You know,
wow.
it was
Yeah.
really funny. It was that same, it was,
Wow.
you know, if you've ever, you know,
Yeah.
been especially in
Yeah.
you know, like around a place where they cook raw herbs as opposed to having pills or something like that, there's a very unique smell. And so that hit me. And then just what people were talking about really spoke to me. And I thought, you know, this is a career, you know, a legitimate career path that I could support a fa hopefully, you know, support a family with and help, you know, the people around me and help actually contribute to my community.
So when you went to this school, how, like, is it a 2-year school, 3-year school? Like, how long
It
did you
was
have to
a
learn about acupuncture?
yeah, it was a 4-year school.
Okay.
So it was a it's funny, it's a 4-year school. The first year I thought was very difficult because the Chinese medicine looks at the body from a very different perspective. It's very, you know, estimates are 5,000 to 3,000 years old. And so the Western mind has a little difficulty conceiving of these philosophies of the body.
So tell me some of them. I'm interested in how it's different. I mean, I know how the Western world looks at it, but I don't know.
Well, at the foundation, at the base of Chinese medicine is this concept of what they call qi, and this is an energy. And there's no one word in the English language that can really define it, but you can describe it as a life energy. We say that this qi, this energy, has to flow through your body, and it has to flow through every inch of your body. It nourishes, it warms, it flushes toxins. It regulates organ functions. You know, it's really what drives and animates us. And this circulation is supposed to run through the body at a certain rate, at a certain time, in a certain direction. And if that is sustained, then you are giving your body what it needs to maintain vibrant health. If there's any alteration in the flow, if it slows, if it quickens, if it reverses its flow, then you start setting up, then you are kind of set up for disease or dysfunction or of certain internal organs or bodily systems. So, and the way that you can alter the flow of energy is through environmental conditions, harsh environmental conditions, too hot, too cold, too dry, too damp. Emotional trauma, physical trauma, poor lifestyle choices, poor diet.
How do you diagnose though? I mean, 'cause like I'm just thinking, you know, Western ways. I mean, you go and they X-ray this and X-ray that or whatever. How do you diagnose a person's problem, or do you use that technology to do it?
Yeah, well, we don't have, there have been attempts to bring lab tests and blood tests into Chinese medicine, but really we didn't have that, you know, 3,000 years ago. So really what it is observation, you know, how someone carries themselves, what their face, their coloration is, lots of questions like, you know, if an initial consult with me, for instance, will take over about 90 minutes and for about an hour of that, we're talking. You know, I'm asking you, I'm interviewing you, and seeing what exactly is going on. And we often ask things that the patient thinks has nothing to do with their problem.
Right. Like, do you like pencils or pens,
Yeah, you know,
right?
and those are all just giving us clues. Because I think one of the amazing things about Chinese medicine is it has a really intricate diagnostic systems. So we try to put you in a category, you know, as to what's going on in your body. And everyone's different. You know, for example, if somebody has a seasonal illness, you know, where you know, we might say you either have a cold or a flu, you know. Well, to us you could have we'll put you in a, you know, well, first of all, a seasonal illness, you know, we say we can categorize, we have about 4 or 5 different categories. And then under that, we have what we would call like a constitutional category and how your body works, what's going on in your life, and what and your strengths and weaknesses. And that could give us a clue as to why you come down with this type of cold, why somebody comes down with a stomach flu more often than somebody in the same house that comes down with a sore throat and runny nose. You know, when, you know, I had a great example right in front of my face. I have 3-year-old twins, and recently were sick, and one of them, you know, they had this, they must have had the same thing because they're in contact with each other constantly, but it manifested in two different ways. The initial symptoms were the same, but then what followed was very different and on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Wow.
You know, and they're very different people. And if you know my twins, they're completely different. They're nowhere near, they're similar. So, you know, so we have to ask why, you know, why, if we, you know, if we use a Western terminology saying it was a bacteria or a virus, we didn't do tests, but we have to assume, you know, that it was a similar pathogen that was coming in and attacking. Yet why did it manifest in two completely different ways? And we would argue is that, you know, those two people have very different foundational constitutions. Their bodies run different. They've got different strengths, different weaknesses, and that, you know, and that contributes to what we would think of as an answer as to why one manifested one way and the other manifested the other way. So when we're trying to diagnose someone, you know, there's lots of questions, and we also do. Oftentimes we'll do kind of our lab tests are we take pulses and we look at your tongue. Now our pulses are on both sides and in three different positions. And we don't just count beats. We actually have over 25 words that describe different kinds of pulses, how it comes in, how it leaves, the width of it, the depth of the pulse that we feel, the rhythm, the quality, you know, that you feel underneath your, you know, underneath your fingers as you're feeling for this pulse. And that's kind of like our lab test. That's like our blood test, you know. That's our picture into, kind of our window into the inner workings of your body. And then the same thing with the tongue. We say different colors in different areas, different, whether it's swollen or thin, or you have cracks on your tongue, or you have a thick coat or thin coat, or, you know, those were all developed through thousands of years of, you know, observation, creating a hypothesis, testing that hypothesis, you know, and, you know, and seeing if you can get predictable results.
This is very interesting to me because it's totally different from the way the people that I have gone to. You know, it's like, here, write it out, take this, you know, and it's like, I don't like to take that. You know, I want to know. I like the natural way. I like the, you know, how the things that you're saying make sense to me. If anyone's interested, one thing we forgot to mention is that you work out of Women's Medicine of Niagara.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to give the address for that?
It's at 5320 Military Road in Lewiston. It's right in front of St. Mary's. It's the building right in front of St. Mary's.
And the phone number?
It's 297-9379.
That's what you have.
I just moved here, so I'm like, I have my phone number, my new cell phone. Keep them all straight.
And is it a Monday through Friday thing?
Or? Yeah, it's Monday through Friday, and it is an